Hello, friends. This is your friend Kent C. Dodds, and I'm excited to be joined by my friend Tracy Lee. Say hi, Tracy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. I did ask you to say hi, Tracy, but that's how's it going is good too.
I'm not good at following the directions, apparently.
So Tracy and I have known, we've known each other for, gosh, most of my software development career, really. We got to know each other back when I was doing AngularJS. I can't remember, and maybe it was Ben Lesh that introduced us, but I don't think so. I think it's just somehow got to know each other at like a conference or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's been what, like 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Yeah. It may, you know what, was it at FluentConf? Is that where we first met?
I can't remember, but I think I remember like the first podcast I listened to of yours was with Brendan Eich. I can't remember if it was Angular error or JavaScript error or something like that.
Yeah, that would have been JavaScript error. That was such a long time ago. My goodness. But it's just been such a pleasure to know you and see you around at conferences and listen to your content that you produce and watch your career as well as a contributor to RxJS. And I'm introducing you. I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our guests. So why don't you give us a little intro to yourself and we can get going into this conversation.
Sure. So I love JavaScript. You can follow me on Twitter at LadyLeet. I'm always open to interesting conversations. I try to spend my time focused on, you know, making the development world a better place. So I really try to help women in tech through a lot of the things that we do. Have a company called The Set Labs. We're a team of about 50 developers now. And just building really cool, awesome things. And we're hiring, so come work with us. But, you know, I'm a Google Developer Expert for Angular. I'm a Microsoft MVP. I'm on the RxJS core team. And, you know, I just love solving problems. I think that's the thing that keeps me excited about this industry.
Wow, that is quite the resume. And you've actually had a number of successful companies before this Dot Labs, right?
I love to start companies. So my company before this Dot actually started two of them in between this Dot and the one I sold. So I had a company called Dishcrawl before, and that was a fun adventure. We grew to like 250 people in less than a year. So it was a wild journey.
I mean, there's something to be said for just being able to interview and hire that many people, let alone have a company to support that many people. That's just amazing.
Yeah, it was basically a bunch of like 20-something-year-old girls in an office, pink office with a nail polish bar, if you can visualize that. And it was like 15 of us trying to manage that many people, onboarding 20 people a week. It was just like,
wow,
it was crazy. Yeah. It was fun though, but it was like, I mean, it's like, you know, forget about a master. It's like, you learn a lot by just doing that.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Seriously. Yeah. I've always been impressed with what you've been able to accomplish. And you seem to have this ability to get people together to do things that they wouldn't do otherwise. But just your presence and positivity in general gets that. So I'm thinking, like, you know, as a community and things, but I'm also thinking about getting people to dress up in different costumes and stuff and jump up on stage and do fun things. I'm thinking like banana costume or like Power Rangers and stuff.
Yes, definitely have to keep myself entertained. Like, I think it's funny because I think most people, when they think of something, you know, they joke about it, right? And then I'm like, well, let's actually do it. And then all of a sudden they're actually doing it with me. So, but I love that. I mean, I think it challenges people to get out of their comfort zone. And I think also, you know, in JavaScript, you have all these people who, you know, everybody looks up to, but there is something to be said about just, you know, everyone's human and like, you know, showing that people are more human and are fun and not just like these gods you look up to. Is something that's really healthy for our industry.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. There's absolutely something to be said for looking up to people, right?
Yes.
Like people can be inspired by others. I'm inspired all the time by Mr. Rogers. But like there's a fine line between that and like building a shrine or referring to them as gods or, yes. you know, that worship culture that's yeah. not appropriate. So what, for you, what is that line? Like, what is the value in being, like looking up to somebody, being inspired by them, and where, how does that, transition from that goodness to like the worship, ideas of these people?
Well, you know, if you just say conferences generally, right? Like if you think about a conference and speakers, if you're an attendee there, you might be like, oh my gosh, there's a speaker. Oh, so cool. And you admire them from afar. And you maybe tweet at them, but you're totally scared because like, oh, why would they want to talk to me, right? But that's actually not the reality. So I feel like being more human at conferences, talking to people, having fun, showing people that you're approachable, just kind of inspires more of that conversation and also shows people like, hey, you can do it too. These people are just humans. You know, they're not robots, you know, writing JavaScript and open source or whatever. They're individuals that are actually approachable.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it makes it easier for you to be inspired by these people. Because if you see them as more than human, yes. then it's hard for you to see yourself in that place, right?
Yes, yes.
And so it's not inspiring. It's honestly demoralizing.
Yes.
Yeah. So being able to see them, you know, they and often like they have families of their own, they have worries and concerns and everything that they're dealing with, just like you do. And maybe not just like you do. We all are in a different circumstance. But trying to be inspired, I think is a good thing. So putting them in a costume or something kind of humanizes them a little bit too.
It does. It really does. It's like, oh, this person's Kent dressed in a banana costume. Well, I mean, I can definitely talk to Kent about the banana costume. Cool. Yeah. Let's start a conversation there.
Absolutely. Cool. So Tracy, one thing that I've admired about you over the years is you have an enormous amount of energy, and it's all, that reason alone just makes you such a pleasure to be with, in addition to everything else. It's all positive energy, because you see there are plenty of people with lots of energy, but some of them use it to bring about a lot of negativity. And in some cases, that's they're just so focused on trying to raise awareness of terrible things that are going on in the world. And that awareness is important. But one thing I really appreciate about you is the positive energy that you pump into the world. Why are you so motivated to do that? It probably is exhausting.
Well, I mean, you know, not everybody can be positive all the time, but I think people around me generally inspire me, or, you know, I'm pretty introspective. So if I feel myself getting down, I try to pick myself back up, you know? So you think about like a lot of people who are probably life coaches, you know, they're probably speaking things and teaching things so that they can themselves too be amazing human beings or more amazing human beings. I think that, you know, setting good examples on just how to behave within the industry is something that I've been generally focused on, right? This idea of collaborating, you know, one of the reasons why I got into the JavaScript world, or when I kind of started getting into JavaScript, you know, there was framework wars. And, you know, it was interesting because being close to all those core teams, you realize that they're actually all collaborating, but not the developers don't, right? The general public doesn't realize that. So a lot of what I did in the beginning was really, you know, host events that brought all these people together, React core team, Angular core team, Ember core team, and showed people that, hey, you know what? These conversations are happening. People are collaborating. Like, we're all like one with JavaScript. So, you know, that's kind of what I try to do. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I don't think anybody is.
Yeah, you know, I think it highlights the fact that we're a lot more similar than we are dissimilar. Yeah. We share a lot of problems, and we may have different ideas on how to solve those problems. But provided that the work that I'm doing isn't making it harder for you to do your work, whatever, like we're not negatively impacting each other,
right.
We can collaborate. And in the JavaScript ecosystem, like I'm not sure what I could do to make a Vue person's life harder. So like there's only positive interactions that should be had there.
Right. Unfortunately, that's not what everybody else thinks, but.
Well, I appreciate you putting these sorts of events together. And actually, let's just highlight a couple of those things that you do.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of elaborate on some of those things? Because the people listening probably would really benefit from the lots of the events that you put on.
Yeah. So if you go to viewmeetup.com, we host Vue events with the Vue core team. So State of Vue, Vue Contributor Days, Vue Ecosystem events. If you go to reactjsmeetup.com, you'll see things like State of React, React Contributor Days, React Ecosystem events. Same thing with it's GraphQL Dash Meetup and then angularmeetup.com. So you know, we do a lot of events now that I think about it. But you can go to any one of these and you can, like, the point of all these events is really to make all these people that, you know, we look up to more accessible, right? So State of Angular, you can talk to the Angular core team, ask them whatever questions you want, find out all the details. With things like GraphQL Contributor Days, you can come and, you know, just as whoever you are, come as you are, you know, be thrown in a room with like 20, 30, you know, GraphQL contributors and talking about the foundation and really trying to help push the ecosystem forward. So yeah, that's generally the goal of all these events. But, you know, or if you're like, man, I really want to become popular in JavaScript, like this is a great opportunity as well to kind of have a voice in those spaces.
Absolutely. I think it's just great. And getting these people together, like you said, just to make it more accessible, but also like it increases collaboration as well.
Oh, yes.
Where people just kind of have ideas together.
Yeah, especially right now where most of us are kind of dialing in remotely, we're craving that sort of collaboration experience. And I feel like these types of events really help with that, you know, stimulate the conversation. And the thing I love about it is seeing what happens afterwards. So like, for example, with RxJS, we did RxJS Contributor Days and, you know, the Angular core team shows up and is like, RxJS is too big. So guess what? It was prioritized that RxJS got smaller, you know,
yeah.
Things like that happen. Or Vue Contributor Days, you know, we were having a conversation and, you know, the decision was made to say, all right, that's cool. We can stop supporting IE11 finally. So, you know, it's really fun to kind of hear these things come together.
I'm not sure how to transition this in a good way, but so I'm going to do a hard transition over to one thing that we wanted to talk about in this conversation was providing pushing more positivity into the world. So there are a lot of negative things happening, and I think that those things need some mind share and mind space for sure. But even those negative things that are happening, I think can be thought of in a positive light, like more what can we do about this terrible thing rather than like this is a terrible thing. I think a lot about Twitter doom scrolling and stuff like that.
Yes.
That can be more demoralizing than motivating. I want to hear kind of your take on the current state of the social world or like maybe even the mental world. Like, where are we as a world with regard to positivity versus negativity right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Twitter is not the world, right? But it's definitely a world that a lot of us live in. And you know, even as I'm scrolling through my Twitter, it's not that, you know, there's negativity necessarily on any one thing. I don't even know if the word microaggressions, it's not like microaggressions, but it's like these small little things of this bad thing happened to me, that bad thing happened to me, this bad thing is happening in the world. Oh my gosh, did you see this? Oh, what am I going to do about this? Oh, I can't get this job. You know, just small little things here and there, which collectively just make Twitter not the most exciting place to be and really start impacting how people think. So, you know, there's definitely something to be said about just generally thinking more positively, because if you put more positive thoughts into your mind, your, you know, your body, your brain chemistry actually changes, right? Like physically. So I think it's really important to just try to put positivity out there, and, you know, slowly try to, you know, one positive tweet can really change the world. Because, you know, I may be scrolling and I see your tweet and I'm like, oh man, I'm so excited that Kent loves strawberries. That's great. You know, or whatever, like something so small, right? Versus like, you know, just the negative kind of sludge. And then you get into that space. And then, you know, is your life better for it? Like, not really.
Yeah, this is such a nuanced point for sure. Like, we can't ignore the bad things that are happening in the world. Yes. But, you know, sometimes I think about, like, eventually, maybe humanity will go beyond our galaxy and we'll be everywhere. And if right now, with the way that communication and information is being expanded, we're literally being exposed to all the bad things that are happening. Well, not, of course, not all of them, but like some of the worst things that happen in the world we're being exposed to. And as we expand, you know, to the galaxy, like how much of the intergalactic news are we going to be exposed to? Like the terrible things that happen. We'll just spend all of our time consuming this negativity and this terrible stuff. And because it really changes you mentally and emotionally, it would be very difficult to get yourself out of that and into a space where you can create positive change in your environment, which could potentially, hopefully, prevent those sorts of terrible things from happening in the first place. And so we just, I think that it's good to acknowledge the bad things that are happening primarily locally in your community, mm-hmm. and work positively to make an improvement, primarily locally in your community.
Yeah. Like I'll give you a good example, which just made me so sad. And it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, I think. So, I just saw on Twitter that I think she was going to be the editor of Teen Vogue. Now I can't remember, but something like that. And, you know, she got canceled because something she said when she was 16 or 17 from Twitter when she was 16 or 17. Like, man, can we have just been happy for her instead of cancel her? Like, you know, and, you know, what she said probably wasn't right. But like, everyone's human. So it's so scary these days to go on the internet because, you know, what could you say that could be construed as wrong? And how is that going to screw you over in the end? You know, for her, it was, you know, probably her dream job as editor for this, you know, for Teen Vogue. And now is she going to be able to be employed anywhere? Like, is that fair, you know, for something that she said when she was 16 or 17?
Yeah, the nuance gets totally lost with cancel culture. So like, I don't think that it's okay for us to just say, oh, well, this person has terrible views on this, you know, this thing that they're going to have an impact on. So like, let's just be okay with that or whatever. But like, cancel culture does not allow for people to evolve and improve. Assumes that you're 100% every single one of the tweets that you've ever made or every single statement that you've ever made. That statement is 100% you, and there's no way for you to change. One example I can think of is a few years ago, this reporter was flying to Africa and said something sarcastically on Twitter, and then hopped on the plane and didn't see any like of the fallout of what happened. When she landed, she'd been fired from her job, and like everything, like her tweet had gone viral, and it was a sarcastic remark that maybe she shouldn't have made. But anybody who knew her, any of her Twitter followers, would know exactly what she meant, that she was actually trying to communicate the opposite of what she was saying. Because it got picked up by somebody, it was taken at face value. So like, yeah, maybe she should have been more careful, not been so sarcastic. And that's like all nuances lost on Twitter. But you can destroy people's lives. And I don't think that's okay. I think that's wrong.
I mean, I think it's this idea, you know, of like, you know, everyone is human, you know, like, for example, I see a lot of, you know, employees going on Twitter and bashing their employers. Now, were their employers like, right at something they did? No, probably, you know, probably not. That's probably why they're bashing people. But like, they're also human. And I think forgetting, like, for some reason, you know, social media has made it okay for us to forget that people are human. And that's not okay, you know, or at least it shouldn't be okay. Right. It definitely makes me sad. And you know, I try my hardest to be positive in that light. And, you know, I'd love to say more, but it's just, you know, it's difficult. Like, it's, I think it's also a thing that, you know, we deal with as a society, right? Like, for example, you know, you even look at moms on Instagram, let's say, right? Okay, if you're a mom on Instagram, you have to post the we're pregnant picture and take professional photos, and then you have to do the baby smash cake, and you have to have a balloon garland at the party because everyone else does, and you have to do this, and it's just, you know, if you don't, you're a bad mom, right? So it's not just like, I think it's just generally a culture that we fall into as a society.
Yeah, I think there are so many facets to this problem, just generally. There are lots of studies on the negative impact of social media on people and things. And it's actually really kind of scary. But there's something we can do about this. And it's every individual needs to make this choice for themselves. And what I find is, personally, I've definitely been negative on social media or just in general. And literally every time, I always regret it. I can't think of a time where I was super negative and thought, I'm so glad I was negative about that. Like, it's never good. Now, like, there are things that you can, like, legitimate things that you can say, hey, like, this is not okay. But you don't have to be negative about it. You say, hey, this needs to change. And there's a different tone that you can take in that. I think we can, if it's really that bad, then it's worth instigating change. And the best way to instigate that change is in a positive way. And so what are some of your strategies to be positive and just fill your own life with positivity?
Well, you know, I'll give you an example that my husband loves to give me. So sometimes my husband doesn't spend enough time with me. And then when he starts spending time with me, I'm like, you never spend enough time with me. And he's like, literally, I'm spending time with you right now. Maybe you should say, I love it when you spend time with me. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like small things like that where, you know, instead of thinking like, oh man, my day was so terrible, think like, man, at least I woke up today. You know, I mean, it could be that simple. You know, one thing I do is I write in this thing called a 5-minute journal. And, you know, every morning it's like, okay, you know, what are you excited for today? What are you grateful for? Like, you know, who are you? And, you know, just trying to create like moments of positivity. But I think also generally, like if you're on, you know, Twitter or social media, you know, instead of thinking about the negative, thinking about the positive. And I think, for example, if, you know, you take people who maybe are being negative and try to, you know, create positivity in them somehow, I don't know how that is, but, you know, you can definitely try to change the conversation. If it comes naturally, like, don't go out there and like, you know, try to do it proactively or whatever, but you know, just in your Twitter feed, right? It can start from just, you know, just how you think, so that you can be a more positive human being in the world.
Yeah, that sounds like it takes a lot of introspection and like thinking about how you view the world and or view a certain situation. Mm-hmm. And so, like, maybe when you see something and you're feeling like, we all know what it feels like to be outraged. And so like when you start feeling those feelings, take a step back, take a couple of deep breaths and look at it, kind of try to be objective and think, okay, so, I have good reason to be outraged, but I'm not going to respond with outrage. I'm going to change or take this emotional energy and move it into something that could actually instigate the change that I want to see, which is a positive way to phrase this. So if, for example, if somebody's, you know, we're going back to the JS wars or something, like somebody's like, Svelte is the best and React sucks or whatever, like maybe, well, I mean, for me, I'd probably just ignore it. But if this is like somebody you respect and you really want to like engage in a conversation with them about this, rather than responding in outrage, you can say, well, what do you love about Svelte so much? Or, you know, what are you really struggling with React or whatever the case may be? And yeah, yeah. And like, maybe they're right for themselves. Like maybe that's, who cares that they feel that way, I guess. Like it's fine. It's yeah. Not like, anyway, that's maybe I'm going too far with that.
No, but I mean, I just think that's generally like being respectful that we all have different values and that's okay. Like, I think, you know, the world lately has kind of taught us that we have to be this way. And if we're not this way, then we are wrong. And, you know, that's not necessarily the healthiest thing. I mean, you know, some things are definitely wrong. But like, I think if we start constantly thinking about that over small things like React versus Svelte and, oh my gosh, you like Svelte, canceled. You know, like yeah. That's definitely taking it a little bit step too far. But that's kind of what we're training ourselves to do, or like what we see. So we need to take a conscious step back and say, hey, you know what, we got to change how we interact with this type of content.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really takes a lot of self-awareness. And I think that in general, self-awareness is underappreciated in by humanity in general. Mm-hmm. And taking a few minutes to you know, kind of talk to yourself, like, how do I feel about this? And, you know, give yourself a little therapist session or something, to analyze your feelings, and say, okay, so these, I do feel negative feelings and there's a reason for those feelings. How can I turn this, situation into a more positive one, which will have a more positive outcome? Because normally when you're speaking from a negative, perspective, that the outcome will also be negative.
Yes. Very much so. Yes. If you go like, just like you said, right? Like you don't really, you don't, what did you say? You don't, it's not that you don't have, you have regrets about every time you were negative online. And, yeah. You know, I would say so too, right? Because you know, what ends up happening is you're bringing that energy to you. You're negative, and then all the negative energy is following you, right? And sure, some people are trying to cheer you up and be positive or whatever, but it's further kind of, you know, encouraging that type of negative, you know, emotion that's going on.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You mentioned how like people are trying to cheer you up and stuff. That takes emotional energy. Like, yes. So that's like emotional labor that they are performing for you, where if you were just a little more self-aware and more thoughtful and intentional about your actions, you wouldn't, need them to perform that emotional labor for you. And then on top of that, you would actually increase the positivity in your own life and in the lives of those with whom you interact.
Yeah.
I like what you said. It's in the world of emotions, positive or likes attract. So if you're a positive person, you're going to bring more positivity into your life. If you're a negative person, or if you act negatively, sorry, I don't want to label people. There's no positive or negative person. It's just people who act positively and negatively. But the more you act negative, the more negative things come into your life. And negativity is just unhappiness. It's not the way to find happiness at all.
Yeah, but, you know, they say that, gosh, I don't remember who said it, but there's this thing that's like one negative. In order to counterbalance that, you know, you have to do six positive things. which is like a lot. So it's kind of like, you know, you lose a bunch of weight and then you eat that one chocolate bar and then you gain five pounds and you're like, man, I have to run 15 hours to just, you know, for that one chocolate. It's kind of the same thing with positivity and negativity. So I feel like, you know, save yourself the time and energy too, because if you are being negative or you do get in that mindset, you'd be surprised what does attract, right? Like, just like you said, if you're positive, I'll bet you tons of positive things are going to start coming into your life, but you have to practice that.
Absolutely. You made me think of a book that I listened to recently called The Power of Bad, subtitled How the Negativity Effect Rules Us and How We Can Rule It by John Tierney. Really great and interesting read, but basically to sum up, bad things stick much better for us. Like negativity, it just like, and it's kind of built into us from the beginning for as life preservation sort of thing. But yeah, it's just so much easier to remember the bad. So it makes sense to me that you'd have to have a lot of positivity to try and make up for some negativity. So if your day is like equal positive negative, it's actually not.
Yes.
Well, cool. Hey, Tracy, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you. We're down to the end of our time. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we wrap up?
No, I think just that we're hiring. So if you love JavaScript and you want to come work with a really cool, like inclusive team, definitely apply. You can always find me on Twitter again at Lady Leet, and happy to chat.
Super. All right. Let me give the homework here. So for the next 2 weeks, we want you to think of something specific that's positive and share it with someone or just generally on social media. I'm sure that like most people probably say something positive at least once a day, just like naturally, but we want like something specific. Like we want you to be intentional and think about it. Okay, this is my specific positive thing for the day, and share that with somebody and do that for 2 weeks and just see how your life changes. Anything to add to that, Tracy?
No, but I think that's great. I also think it's great if you write it down too, because then you can reflect back on that 2 weeks and say, oh man, look at all this great positivity that I was able to create.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you. And yeah, we'll see everybody later. Bye.